That Sex is in the Heel, one of the show-stopping tunes that garnered Kinky Boots a Tony nomination for Best Musical. David Cody, theater critic for Time Out New York, says its 13 nominations are well-deserved.
Kinky Boots is a bright, funny, silly, but sentimental show about drag queens in a shoe factory in England. It's an underdog story. It's a good show, it's a fun show, it's a crowd-pleaser.
Kinky Boots faces stiff competition from Matilda, a Royal Shakespeare Company production based on Roald Dahl's children's book.
Even though it also is about an underdog, a young girl named Matilda who has some horrid parents and a terrible headmistress named Miss Trunchbull at this English public school where she attends. And it ends with a song called Revolting Children, in which the children sort of wallow in their old revoltingness and how revolting society is and how revolting their rhymes are. It's an anthem to bad behavior.
Cody says both frontrunners are conventional Broadway musicals.
You know, they have a little bit of a comedy here, a little bit of a conflict, but ultimately everything turns out well in the end. And even if there's a little bit of sexual ambiguity with the characters, like you have drag queens and sort of uptight straight characters, you know, sharing the stage. But you know, you don't see a lot of musicals that are dark or weird or ambiguous or whose music really pushes the boundary for what we hear on stage.
Of the four nominees for Best Actor, two are well-known stars. Nathan Lane is up for his role in The Nance, about a British burlesque performer in the 1930s. And Tom Hanks plays the lead in Lucky Guy, a Nora Ephron play about a real-life New York reporter during the 1970s, 80s, and 90s.
Tom Hanks is magnificent in this play, and he's got the charisma, the swagger, the sort of old-school patter-down perfectly. It's a love letter to New York and tabloids.
Lucky Guy has also been nominated for Best Play. To win, it has to beat three other plays, including a comedy called Vanya, Sonia, Masha, and Spike by veteran playwright Christopher Durang.
It's kind of about being middle-aged and sad and feeling like your life hasn't really ended up where you wanted it, and themes that, you know, every average theater critic can relate to.
Don't pine for me. That's ridiculous. I'm 57. I have told you for many years I'm not interested in you in that way. I march to a different drummer.
Why must you march to a drummer at all? Why couldn't we both walk to the sounds of a piccolo?
Some Tony watchers are interested in who got snubbed. Many were surprised that singer and comedian Bette Midler, who plays a colorful, foul-mouthed Hollywood agent in I'll Eat You Last, was not chosen.
Like I always say, if you can't say anything nice about someone, come sit by me!
Cody says that casting a celebrity may boost ticket sales, but it doesn't guarantee a Tony.
A lot of industry people vote on the Tonys, and they may really want to nominate and award people who are stage stalwarts.
Just who will win the Tonys at Sunday's ceremony is a closely guarded secret. But that's show business. Otherwise, where would the drama be? Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.